country music legend Charlie Louvin has died. He and his brother Ira found success in the 1950s and 60s as the Louvin Brothers, and they were a huge influence on musicians well beyond country music. NPR's Joel Rose has this appreciation.
Before their close harmonies influenced the Everly Brothers, the Byrds, or anyone else, the Louvin Brothers were a gospel act.
The family who prayed.
Charlie Louvin told WHYY's Fresh Air in 2003 that the brothers' vocal style came easily.
Us being raised together, if it was obvious that the song was going to get too high for me to sing in a certain place, my brother just automatically take that high lead, and I would do the low harmony. We didn't have to step on each other's foot or wink or bump shoulders to do this. It was just something that you knew was going to happen.
Charlie and Ira Loudermilk were born in Alabama. Country music historian Nolan Porterfield says they drew on the music of their church and on an earlier generation of duet singing.
They took from here and there and yon and came up with this just beautiful vocal sound, just harmony. In my estimation, it's never been equal.
While the Louvin Brothers never gave up gospel music, they found their greatest success when they crossed over into mainstream country in 1955. But gradually, Ira Louvin's drinking and temper drove the brothers apart. They broke up in 1963, and 2 years later, Ira was killed in a car crash. Charlie Louvin had some hits on his own, but in the late 1960s, Gram Parsons introduced the Louvin brothers' music to the Byrds and a new generation of fans.
He was like one of those Old Testament figures to me. Their songs just almost felt like as if they came out of the hymn books, even the country ones.
Country singer Marty Stewart played mandolin on Louvin's 2007 comeback album.
Just singing alongside him, I went, boy, it is deep in there. He has nuances, and he understands a lyric, and he understands where to put the emotion on top of a lyric. So he was a master.
Even into his 80s, Charlie Louvin kept performing for younger audiences in rock clubs and at the Bonnaroo Music Festival. But for all the shows he played without Ira by his side, Charlie Louvin said he always expected his brother to join him on the choruses.
When it comes time for the harmonies to come in, I will move to my left because my brother and I always just used one microphone. And so you had to share the mic. And I will move over to the left to give the harmony room, knowing in my mind that there's no harmony standing on my right. But it's just old habits are hard to break.
I still hear you off in the distance, your sweet harmony.
Charlie Louvin died this morning of complications from pancreatic cancer. He was 83 years old. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
There'll never be another, 'cause you can't beat family. I know you're up there singing.